Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
It's not often that we get to bring you a late-breaking story, and even better when that late-breaking story is incredibly good news. With that, we're happy to announce that the United States Supreme Court this morning granted a cert petition to review the Montana case of Espinosa v. Montana Department of Revenue. If you recall, this is the case that arose out of a bill in the 2015 legislative session. For 9 years, the Montana Family Foundation has been promoting school choice as a means of decreasing Montana's high dropout rate. One of those bills was a tax credit scholarship bill that would allow individuals and corporations to receive a tax credit for donations made to scholarship granting organizations. Those scholarships could in turn be used by students to attend the school of their choice, including private religious schools. The Bullock administration, through the Department of Revenue, then banned the use of those scholarships at private religious schools. Attorney General Tim Fox sent the department a letter stating that their actions were indefensible and that if they got sued, they were on their own. His office would not defend them. The department ignored the Attorney General's counsel and passed the rule anyway. They were then immediately sued in both state and federal court. We were confident we would win because our side had already won a similar case out of Arizona, and when we drafted the original bill, we included language from the Supreme Court's decision. As the case proceeded, our side won 2 decisions before Montana District Courts, and both of those judges in their decisions used language from the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The Department of Revenue then appealed to the Montana Supreme Court, where our side lost. The court invoked Montana's Blaine Amendment, which rose out of anti-Catholic discrimination in the late 1800s. It says that no public dollars may be used to pay for private religious schools. The problem is, these are not public dollars. They are private dollars donated to private scholarship granting organizations. The U.S. Supreme Court said so in the Arizona case, and our bill mirrored the Arizona law. The fact that the U.S. Supreme Court granted a petition for writ of certiorari is a very big deal. The court receives about 1,000 cert petitions every year and only grants about 70 of them. If the court rules broadly in our favor, this case has the potential to overturn century-old religious discrimination language found in nearly half of U.S. state constitutions. The Montana Family Foundation filed an amicus brief along with the cert petition and will file another amicus brief as the case moves forward. The plaintiff's brief is due August 12th, and amicus briefs are due August 19th. This case is a classic example of the length of time it takes to overturn bad public policy. It took several legislative sessions to pass the original law and another 4 years in court to bring it to this point. We've been there since the beginning, and we'll keep you posted as this historic case moves forward. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.